The San Francisco Giants and the Anaheim Angels face off in the first game of the World Series tomorrow. And a lot of Americans may be asking the question that some New York Yankees fans asked when they lost to the Angels in the first round of the playoffs. Where the heck is Anaheim? NPR's Andy Bowers has the answer.
Anaheim is 30 miles south of Los Angeles. It's also part of the sprawling sea of uninterrupted development known politely as Greater LA. But Anaheim is actually in Orange County, famed for its beaches and planned suburbs, and as the conservative counterpart to liberal Los Angeles. Some Angels fans, like brothers Tom and Darren Moeller, definitely don't want to be lumped in with the Babylon to the north.
Well, isn't that the same thing as thinking New Jersey's New York?
This is Orange County. Can't compare. It's clean. It's nice. Where it's safe to come to a game with your family.
Winning the pennant has many in Anaheim feeling pretty good about their city, and Angels fans have been waiting to win one for the club's entire 41-year history. The team began as the expansion Los Angeles Angels and suffered the indignity of playing for a few years in the stadium named for the Dodgers. But the team's owner wanted a permanent home. That owner was actually better known as the singing movie cowboy Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle.
In 1966, Autry moved the team to Anaheim, which agreed to let it be called the California Angels. The Walt Disney Company changed the name to the Anaheim Angels after buying the team several years ago. That threw more attention on the small city founded as a winemaking colony by German immigrants in 1857. Susan Liu is a historian at the Anaheim Museum.
The Anna comes from the Santa Ana River, and then Heim is a German word, which means home. So Anaheim actually means something. It means home on the Santa Ana River.
When a plague killed off the vineyards, the farmers switched to growing the oranges that gave Orange County its name. The city's most notorious year came in 1925, when the Ku Klux Klan won a majority on the city council, although the Klansmen were soon ousted in a recall. One of Anaheim's best years was 1955, when its most famous landmark opened, a new theme park built by Walt Disney.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
The orange groves surrounding the wildly popular Disneyland quickly gave way to motels, strip malls, and tract homes. And like Orange County as a whole, Anaheim grows more diverse by the year. Over half its population is now Latino or Asian. Also, like much of American suburbia, it has no discernible downtown. So Mayor Tom Daley, despite his overflowing pride for both the Angels and Anaheim, is getting a little tired of one question.
Gee, if the Angels were to win the World Series, where would they have a parade? You can't have a ticker tape parade in Anaheim. Well, there's a lot of cities in America where you can't have a ticker tape parade, or maybe they have three or four high-rise buildings downtown. I think what matters is it a fun experience for the fans?
What Anaheim does have is a brand new faux downtown, a mall called Downtown Disney. And it has America's most famous and idealized small-town main street, the one at Disneyland's entrance, which hosts parades all year long.
There's so much that we share, and it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all.
Since the Angels play just 2 miles from the theme park, and Disney owns both, expect a lot of "I'm going to Disneyland" jokes if the team wins. Even if it doesn't, die-hard fans like Carrie Salas, who works at an Anaheim sports bar, say the team is bringing Orange County together. Salas says this despite witnessing very little Angels fever at the start of this season.
Some games, it seemed like there were more fans for the opposing team than there were for the Angels, so it's definitely nice to see so many people coming out and supporting the Angels when they need it.
Even presumably those Hollywood stars who have suddenly discovered there is a team in Orange County and want tickets. Of course, giddy fans often proclaim a sort of causal link between a winning team and the virtues of the city and fans that support it. Alas, poet and professor James McMichael of Orange County's UC Irvine feels today's fickle team owners and free agent players have all but severed that link.
There's a complete divorce between who's on the field and where they happen to be playing in relation to what used to be called civic pride. I don't think of it as being something that will galvanize the county, except for those days.
Oh well, those heady days are here right now in Anaheim. Never mind that Disney plans to sell the Angels whatever happens in the series. That's a matter for the off-season. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Anaheim.